Lucky Still, written by Cinder Ash and read by Fens and Marshes. The world operates in flux. Nothing is ever the same as it once was, and it never will be. Nikki knows this better than anyone. You cannot bake the same cake twice, she'd told Tubbo and Tommy once, on a bright sunny day when they'd offered to help out at her bakery. Tubbo was listening attentively, though he fidgets with the strings of his apron. Tommy pretends to be bored, but she knows he is paying attention from the way he mouths her words silently to himself as if to commit them to memory. You can never have the same amount of sugar from the exact same cane at the exact same time in the exact same place. Baking, she continues, plucking a knife from where Tommy is twirling it in his hands, because she is quite a good baker, even under the worst conditions, but would rather not have to account for injuries and blood as she works today, is a hope for a good result. It's a bet, Tubbo suggests. A gamble, a game of chance. Yes, she smiles, but it's a game we've got the upper hand on. Why? Tommy says. 'Cause we've got the recipe. He says the words scornfully, like a curse. Tommy, who was always bucked under any kind of authority, even something as small as instructions for baking a decent cake. No, Nikki replies, because you have me, and I am very lucky. This is before Manberg and Pogtopia and Doomsday, before Nikki decided she'd rather set the world ablaze than be left out in the cold once again, before fire filled her veins and heart and flesh and travelled through her burning touch to a tree she'd once loved. The taste of victory is still sweet on her tongue, on that of everyone's in the Manberg, and sorrow and destruction and death seem distant impossibilities. No doubt that will be yet another factor to account for in the baking of this cake, but Nikki does not mind. She believes her creation will be better for a dash of unadulterated joy. They are a mess by the time they pop the pans in the oven. Tubbo gets batter on his nose, Tommy's hair is full of flour, and Nikki's apron is newly stained a few more shades of the rainbow. But they are laughing, and so it is all right. They decorate the cake with Lamanberg's colours and carry it to the White House proudly, sharing with Fundy and Wilbur and Jack. It is a little lopsided and perhaps not her best work in terms of decoration, but it tastes like sunlight and warmth and home, and so Nikki revels in her creation. Later, much later, with her hair now dyed pink, her bakery gone with her country, and a new ring sitting on her finger to mark a promise she may never fulfil, a very different Nikki finds an old recipe while searching for a sword. She stares at it for a long while, unable to tear her eyes away. She knows the instructions by heart. She taught herself the ingredients to this cake long before that day in her lost home. But there are new notes in the margins, doodles in the space between the words, a memory in handwriting she'd thought she'd never see again on the bottom of the page. Truly delicious, it reads, in the neat scrawl of the first president of a country called the Manberg. But for full enjoyment, ensure that Tommy cannot get flour all over my desk like a rabid dog. Hey! Tommy's large, messy handwriting says below that, and a part of Nikki remembers hearing him screech while flipping through her recipe books one day, only a week before the election, remembers him turning to her and demanding a pen. And then, big man, Tommy, careful, danger, Kraken, Innit, has never acted like a rabid dog in his life, and Wilbur Soot is just the absolute fucking worst. Her hands shake as she sets the recipe down, and she can't tell if she wants to laugh or cry. Maybe both, she thinks, as she looks around her kitchen. Nikki does not like to add tears to her recipes, just as she didn't want to account for Tommy's blood, but at least salt is preferable to iron. She has no helpers this time, and her colourful apron burned with Lamambo, so she just wears her armour instead. There is no edible dye for her frosting, so the cake is white and plain, and perhaps it is better this way. After the first festival, Lamambo's colours have never quite stopped reminding her of fireworks. Her mouth does not taste of victory any more. It tastes of ash, of cinders, of soot. Still, Nikki is baking once more. And it is a bet, it is a gamble, it is a game of chance. It is, like she told Tubbo and Tommy, a hope for a good result. A hope that she can make something better than before. When she cuts into her creation, when she takes a bite, when tears start streaming down her face as she laughs alone in her kitchen, she does not know if she has succeeded. She does not learn the results of the game that day, or the next, or the one after that. But she tells Jack Manifold a few weeks later that she has begun baking again, and she thinks of her new friends in the syndicate, thinks of Puffy and how they're finally talking again, thinks of the city she's building that already smells faintly of bread, and realizes that perhaps, just maybe, she had been victorious after all. The world operates in flux, and so much has changed. Nikki can never bake the same cake twice, just as she can never be the same person she once was, but that does not mean she cannot win the lottery in baking, in life, in crafting a new version of herself from what remains of the old. She is Nikki Niachu. She is a baker and a warrior, a traitor and a friend, burner of trees and builder of underground cities. She is alive. And she is, despite everything, lucky still. The end. Thank you for listening.